We live in a community of heroes. Progress is being made, and this is a guy who knows a lot about progress. He is the CEO of the North Coast Builders Exchange. Glad to welcome Keith Woods back to the program. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I am fantastic. Fantastic. In the neighborhood adjacent to mine in Kenwood, there are foundations being poured and framing, a little bit of framing being done. I see it as I drive around Sonoma County. And of course, we want to check in with you. I think a lot's happened since last we spoke. Yes?
Yeah, lots of signs of hope. People have been waiting for this for quite a while. It still does stun me, though, Pat, that we are just approaching the 8-month mark, and
yeah,
we're celebrating the first home that was completed. There are a few hundred, 300 or 400 applications that have been submitted, but I'm encouraged now. But boy, it sure has taken a while, hasn't it?
It has, and from everything that I've heard, Keith, and let me know if you agree with this, it seems like dealing with insurance companies is the major, you know, stopping point of this process, or at least slowing down point.
You got it. There was a morning long construction outlook and rebuilding conference yesterday, and I learned a lot, had a lot verified what I thought, but I learned a lot. And the major issue that was discussed still is insurance. Builders are saying that the clients they talk to are still uncertain about what kind of settlement they'll get. And a woman I think you've had on the air, Amy Block from United Policyholders, is talking about a survey that, what did she say, 66% of people think they're underinsured.
Yeah.
So that remains the biggest hurdle or stumbling block to rapid recovery and rebuilding. Those issues have got to be resolved. And I think she said that she anticipates in the next 3 to 4 months, we'll see a lot of those decisions made by people and by insurance companies.
And that's what, the Resilience Permitting Center says, too. We had them on the air yesterday, and the same thing was noted. But, you know, it's a constant struggle individually and collectively, because, you know, we see just yesterday that Mike McGuire's insurance or bill that would affect insurance and affect people's ability to get back money from the contents that they lost, that, you know, that got kicked out. He pulled it because there was so much, you know, backfire from the insurance companies and the lobbyists themselves that, so, you know, looking forward, it's going to be an issue too. It's not just immediately for us.
I don't expect the problem to be resolved by Sacramento. And in fact, with all the respect to what they're trying to do, the settlements on the contents are not the issue. The issue is going to be if it costs $300 to $400 or $400 to $500 per square foot to rebuild, and insurance adjusters are trying to say, well, we figure it's only 2.25.
Yep.
The coverage of the contents is important, but that doesn't have anything to do with the shortage of reimbursement for rebuilding per square foot. That's the big issue that still isn't resolved.
And I've talked to people, Keith, who say, listen, we were not underinsured. We had tons of coverage, and still we're fighting with the insurance company to come to a reasonable settlement. And then those people are in the minority, you know, who were well insured. But even those folks are having difficulty.
You know, Pat, with 7,000 lost dwellings in the entire North Bay, I bet there are 7,000 different stories
Yep.
that people could tell. What you look for in a commonality is that people did, I'm not blaming the homeowner. A lot of people remain underinsured. They just, their house hasn't burned down yet. But I talked to several people yesterday who said, you know, we watched our home escalate in value from $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 up to $600,000 or $700,000, and we didn't keep pace by talking to our insurance broker to say, let's make sure we have adequate coverage to rebuild.
And that's
so
on
not
us.
Blaming the
that's,
homeowner.
No, that's on us, though, moving forward. Certainly, that's on us now
is.
That we know about it.
If we do nothing else, Pat, through your show or comments that I make around town, I advise everybody whose home did not burn down, go revisit your coverage, because we think it can't happen to us, but it can.
Yeah, it certainly can, and we all know that. And again, just, you know, keep repeating that if lessons aren't learned at this juncture after what happened to us in October, then that's on us. You know, that's largely.
Yeah. What I also learned yesterday, Coffee Park is moving ahead far faster than any other area, largely because it's a flat piece of property.
Yes.
It's easier to build on than up in Fountain Grove or Mark West Springs or in other areas. So there's a lot of activity in Coffee Park. I'm just hoping to see that similar level activity around the rest of the counties in the next several months. But it's going to be, it's a slow start, but it's going to pick up dramatically in the summer and through 2018 and 2019. We'll see a lot of activity.
What's the latest information you have, Keith, on construction workers? Because that has been a question mark from the start in terms of being able to get construction workers in here and find a place for them to stay while they're working up here.
Yeah, let me give you a piece of irony here. The 8 months slow pace of recovery has actually had one silver lining to it, and that is that the Sonoma County Office of Education and its adult construction training programs have kicked into high gear. Our construction core program for high school seniors that three groups are involved in it is expanding throughout the North Bay. This gives us a little more time to train and get ready to work. Hundreds of new young people and adults who want to change careers. So in a weird way, the delay is going to help ease the shortage a little bit.
Yeah,
will
I understand.
We still have the problem long term? Yeah, but we're going to need to do this for the next 3 to 5 years to concentrate on construction basic training.
So let's talk about practicalities, Keith. Well, you know, we've got the good summer and fall months ahead of us. What would you expect to be accomplished between now and November?
Significant contributions to the Keith Woods Retirement Fund. I think that's got to be a top priority for everyone once they get to home.
Very selfless of you, Keith.
I give and give and give, Pat. What I expect is a lot more permits being pulled or applied for over the next 3 and 4 months. I expect maybe 200 to 300 homes to be completed by year's end. That's going to be weather dependent. And then depending again on the weather, we may have to wait till the building season, which is maybe March, April, and into May, for the hundreds and hundreds of more homes that I think we'll see completed in 2019. But we're also going to see a lot of people who are undecided at the moment decide that the length and complexity of building a home, the questions about financing, will almost force their hand to put their property on the market and figure something else to do. That really concerns me.
Yeah, it does me too. And it makes perfect sense, of course. It all does in everybody's different circumstances. And I'm certain that there would come a time in my life where I would go, forget it. Even if I can afford to do it, who wants to go through the misery of that? So we should have a better handle on that part of the story by the end of this year, do you think?
You will know a lot more by the end of the summer. By the end of the summer, people will either have settled, for the most part, settled with insurance companies, made a decision on whether they want to rebuild or whether they're going to put their property on the market. I think by the end of August, we're going to know, have a real accelerated decision-making pace. And when we talk again, I'll say right after Labor Day, it's going to be a different conversation because we'll have a clear direction of where we're headed.
And you know what we're going to add to that conversation, Keith? Another wrinkle to this whole thing, and that is what happens to the infrastructure because of the massive amounts of construction and construction vehicles. You know, we've seen already the damages incurred on the roadways because of the debris truck removal, and we're grateful for that. But moving forward, that's just going to be another thing to consider as we rebuild our communities.
Yeah, it is. And not only what's underground, but what do we do with utilities or what happens with the water supply? Infrastructure is going to be a big issue. But I can tell you contractors are also starting to fret a little bit about security on job sites.
Yeah.
Once they get rolling, the equipment, the theft, the security that will be required.
Yeah, we've already seen that.
Management of getting trucks and people in and out of busy neighborhoods. There are a lot of issues ahead. And the only other comment I make, Pat, what I've been hearing lately at meetings I've been attending is the crying need for kind of an overall master plan of how are we going to rebuild? Will we make better use of land? Do we just let property owners, which they have the right to do, rebuild what they want? There's a lot of master planning for our community that needs to be done, and the discussions have already started on that.
And you're right, and that is the give and take of this whole, this part of the story that we're in, because everybody wants to be able to do things as quickly as possible, and yet without that master plan, there are unforeseen dangers up ahead. Yeah, you're right.
There are. News to come of this. Thank you for all that you continue to do, Pat. I always enjoy our talks.
Right back at you, Keith, and we will check in with you again probably a month or so from now and see where we stand on our efforts in recovery. That is Keith Woods, CEO of the North Coast Builders Exchange. He's got a handle on some parts of the story that we don't, so I'm glad to have him as a consistent part of the show. And this effort, as we work our way through recovery, is going to be important, not just to the folks who decide and have to rebuild, but also for everybody in Sonoma County and the North Bay at large, too.